this reminds me of Romans 9. You know, this is very, because this is the, you know, think of Paul's final departing letter. Wants to make a few things very clear to you, okay? Here's a seal for you, you know? But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. You know, gold and silver, right? Wood and earth. Wood and earth can be a very honorable vessel, you know? Really. I have, you know, I could have a carved wood thing that I put my Bible in. And put it in an honor position on the mantle of my home. Right? And I could have a silver bowl under my bed. That I urinate into. And in the middle of the night, sometimes, I relieve myself in it. That's dishonor. This is speaking in somewhat of a mysterious way to, even in the house of God, there are people appointed to salvation. And others appointed to be Hymenaeus and Philetus. Error. Grievous wolves entering in. Not sparing the flock. Taking disciples away after them. They're also in the great house. And what? They are appointed to dishonor. Disgrace. And wrath. And look at Judas. God chose Judas. And he was a devil. Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Wow. I choose the devil. I mean, look at... Has he not chosen Satan to cover his throne, and Satan also to deceive Adam, or deceive Eve, I should say, and cause the fall of Adam? He deceived Eve, and Adam fell. For therefore, a man purge himself from these. From what? From iniquity. And from these false vessels. Dishonorable vessels. Vessels into which the leaven is poured. Hey, you know, in other places, you know, there must needs be heresies among you that they which are approved may be made manifest. Heresies reveal the ones who are approved of God and the ones who are disapproved. They set the difference. When it's allowed to come to light. So if any man purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Remember back to that soldier analogy. You know, prepared to please the master. Notice he prepares. Well, it is true that God prepares us. How do we purge ourselves? By seeking Him. That He should, you know, the thing is, God does the work in us and for us, right? But He also has made it so that we could strive in it. And be exercised in it. It's like walking your dog. Well, the dog has to walk along with you, doesn't he? But you lead him by the leash. I'm the Lord's dog. When He takes me for a walk, He isn't dragging me. You know, like I'm dead and limp on the end of the thing. You know what? Even so, sometimes you get to pull that beast and force him to do something that maybe he's not willing to do because you're the master. I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be a good beast. Prepared unto every good work. Trained. An obedient dog, not a greedy dog. Disobedience, pain, no use. I don't know why I got the dog analogy in there. Because I think the prophets are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. Without our dogs and sorcerers, right? One of the most famous just men of the Bible's name means dog. I just mean, I want to be his servant. And I want him to guide and lead me. But I will come along and walk with him. I will purge myself. He gives me the tools to do that, you know. When I say the Lord does it, it's not like I'm not doing anything. Like I just sit here and on my butt and just do nothing. But when I am able to obtain, I know it's because God's finally given me the power to do it. I've sought after things and not attained, and I realize, it's like, God, why? I need this. Right? But foolish and unlearned questions avoid. Interesting. Avoid. You're dodging the question. Yeah, I usually do that with foolish and unlearned questions. Like, look at here. My brother was telling me recently about a guy, a Catholic, and he was like, look at Jesus with the bread and the wine, the bread and the wine, the bread and the wine. Again, now the elements and the rudiments are becoming greater than the spirit again. It's a law you have to follow. You've got to eat these things. Do this in remembrance of me becomes more important than depart from iniquity. It really fries me. It makes my zeal boil. Were these vain traditions and rudiments of the earth? Am I saying that? Community? No, look, understand. The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? The elements are nothing. They really are. If you drink it unworthily, you drink damnation to yourself. Remember that. Do you even know what it would be to drink it unworthy? You better find out before you commit it. It's going out and, hey, oh, I was fornicating with my girlfriend last night. Hey, I'll sit in church. They're passing bread and wine. Hey, I'll have a swig. I'm going to go out and get drunk tonight. And I think I'm all right. You know, and I'm going to go and say, hey, man, you got to do this to be righteous. You've got to fulfill this law. You've got to eat some food and drink some drink, man. And it's got to be out of the hand of this guy. And again, it's like, honestly, this is foolish and unlearned. And if you're struggling with what I'm saying, you need to just keep hearing under me. Because I'm declaring to you the true gospel. I'm sorry about all my mispronunciation. You understand, I have almost no nasal passages. Okay?